The State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office has once again urged Tsai Ing-wen to support the One China principle. Spokesperson Ma Xiaoguang says if she doesn't, there is likely to be consequences.
2008年以来，两岸制度化交往以及方方面面取得的成果。
Institutionalized cross-strait dialogue, as well as whatever has been achieved in various aspects since the year 2008, are all based on the 1992 consensus that embodies the One China principle. Only by affirming this common political basis can we ensure that these achievements are not affected.
Since 2008, 23 separate agreements between the mainland and Taiwan have been signed, covering mostly business ties and cross-strait travel. But while warning of the possible impact a lack of support for One China might have, the Taiwan Affairs Office does say investors from Taiwan who have interests on the mainland will have their rights and interests protected. As part of inauguration speech on Friday, new Taiwan leader Tsai Ing-wen didn't clarify whether her administration will adhere to the 1992 consensus. The 1992 consensus is better known as the One China Principle. It's been the position both sides have used to open and maintain economic and political contacts. Tsai's inauguration speech also mentioned a Go-South policy, which aims to strengthen Taiwan's relationship with countries in South and Southeast Asia. Ma Xiaoguang with the State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office says the policy is doomed to fail.
Such policies, which serve political purposes and violate economic rules, have already caused great losses to businesses from Taiwan and have had a very negative impact on Taiwan's economy. You don't have to look back too far to see those lessons.
Mainland authorities say Taiwan's participation in regional cooperation this time will also be affected if the One China principle can't be maintained. For CRI, this is Zhao Jianfu.